This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Our friend Amy Audibert is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We see her smiling face on our video monitors here. And, of course, she's part of the Miami Heat broadcast team. I was watching her and Will last night on FanDuel Sports Network Sun. You can hear her with Jason Jackson on the Miami Heat audio experience. Great friend of the program. So put a positive spin on the Heat and what we saw last night. Crowder and I both had the same take. It was just boring. Like, it was kind of I felt bad for people in Atlanta who went out to that game because they couldn't shoot either. It was just, I thought it was boring. And if you take away the one win against Toronto, which went to overtime the other night, it's been tough sledding for the Heat, you know, for the last six, seven games, I guess, however long Jimmy's been gone, really.
Well, I'd say last month. 3-7 in the last
month. Yes. Even when he was part of the team. So Solana tried earlier to put a positive spin on it. You put a positive spin on what's going on.
Yeah. My positive spin for last night, first of all, I didn't think it was boring. I thought it was incredibly annoying. Like, I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. Like, who's going to make, like, what team is going to start making shots? Right. And it just didn't happen. My positive spin for last night. Well, this is why I'm single. I literally just watched all 84 shots that the Miami Heat took. Honestly, like, before I got, I've been sitting here for an hour. You can go on the interactive box score, and I watched 84 shots that the Miami Heat took last night. And I charted the ones that I thought were good shots, off movement, layups, paint touch, spray shots, good shots versus contested, rushed, not great shots. 57 misses. So I'm only charting the misses, the 57 misses. 44-13 was my, that's a good shot to, that was not a good shot. 44-13. That's my positive spin. It sounds silly, but that was the worst shooting performance the Heat have had all season, right? It's tough to win games when you can't score. When you look at the last 10 where Miami Heat is 3-7, five of those games, they've kept teams under 105 points. Five of them. And that's tough to do in this league. They can't score. They're having a hard time scoring, right? And now this league is in such a place where you can't just be really good on one side of the ball. You can't. And Atlanta's a team that they're averaging 117 a game, but they're giving up 119 a game, right? So you can't just depend on running and scoring every game, and you certainly can't depend on being able to just sit down and contain teams every night either. This game has gotten bigger, faster, stronger, all those things. And so for the Heat, while defensively, they've checked some boxes. I mean, you look at the way they defended OKC through three quarters. Boston held Boston on their home court, on Miami's home court, to 103. Was it 103 points? That's tough to do, you know. Even last night, Atlanta scores 98 points. You put yourself in a position to win those games, but you have to be able to score. Particularly last night, of course, it was the entire game. But I would say the bigger concern is these lapses. Right? Three quarters of really solid, good basketball, and then just imploding. in a couple sequences or lapses, and you have to be able to get stops because teams go on runs. Teams are going to go on runs.
And Amy, but to the offensive side of the ball, like we've been talking about it, and defensively, you hold a team to double digits. Like this day and age, you're speaking about the NBA, people are going to score 100. You hold a team to double digits, and you have to look at the offense. How do you score 86? Tyler, what? He scored 78 points in the last two games or something like that, and he goes for 11? Was it fatigue? Because my whole thing is this is Tyler's team now. This is Tyler's offense. How do they get points, and is it just Tyler needs to score 30 to win?
Well, the crazy thing about Tyler's night in Milwaukee with his 40 points, he was 3 for 12 from the three-point line. So you can't even just sit here and like say he's been in a pocket, right? I mean, he's scoring because he's got the ball in his hands a lot more. But he has not been shooting the three ball particularly well the last couple games either. I mean, it's going to happen, right? I'd say it of everyone, like Tyler's the guy that I don't ever like think too hard about in terms of when's he going to bounce out of it, because this is Tyler's career, right? It's just all the outside noise. His whole career has been everyone else talking about him and not always in the best way. And all Tyler does is get in the gym and work. And I like that Tyler still gets up shots. In the last couple games is in, like he's taking 25 shots a game. Because he kind of has to, like he's taking on the responsibility of trying to get this team going, which I do appreciate. So, you know, it's unfortunate again that you look at his numbers and they're up there, but it's tough because he's drawing a lot of fouls. He's getting the free throw line. And that's been a huge positive too, because finding a stabilizer, getting to the free throw line just to accommodate a game down, that's been tough for Miami. But that's something that I thought they actually have been doing really well the last couple games. And Tyler's really, I think he's been kind of the leader in that role.
I know, Amy, you and I were both probably crushed when Nico goes out. he's been the Heat's best player in that second unit. But, you know, I was wondering, what's Bo going to do with the rotation now? Because I think the starting five, like, that's for sure what they're going to go moving forward with. Last night, you get Kyle Anderson getting the bulk of those minutes. He did a good job getting to the free throw line, but I don't know if you're going to get that type of scoring from him consistently. Duncan hasn't been that reliable since he got moved out of the starting lineup. Terry Rozier didn't get a minute yesterday. He's, you know, really regressed this year. Like, do you have any idea of what that second unit is going to look like come April 12th when they play their final game? Because right now I don't.
That's been a huge, question too, right? Is that going into this season, I think that was one of the things that I was the most excited about with this group was their depth. And I understand that you wanted 8-9 guy rotation, 9 at the most, right? I think that's kind of been Spo's style. That's really been working for him. It's been hard because he's giving so many guys different opportunities at different games or different points, right? Really stuck with Terry for a while there. And like Haywood, you're not seeing right now. But I would say with regards to Nico, like that door is wide open right now. Who is going to be our double digit bench scorer every night? Because that's what Nico was, right? I feel so bad for him, let alone we're sitting here talking about the team, like just for him, because he was having such a solid season. But everyone was confident that Nico was going to get numbers. He was going to produce off the bench. He's probably playing close to 30 minutes a game. It wasn't about starting for Nico. It's been about finishing games, and he had been out there. So it's a huge void for Miami. But I would say, like, there are guys that are capable of stepping up and scoring. To me, it comes back to now consistency. You want to have guys on the bench that you can look down and you know what you're going to get out of them on a nightly basis, right? That was a very long answer, but I'm kind of like everybody else. We're going to find out. But if I'm on that second unit right now, like, I'm licking my chops. Like, let me go out there and execute and impact a win. Let's start with a win, because that's a big void right now.
Our former guy, Jimmy Butler, Amy, is absolutely thriving in Golden State. Golden State is thriving with our guy, Jimmy Butler. How do we feel about that? Are we annoyed by this or are we happy for him?
I'm in the middle of a season with a different team. Like, what can I say, right? Like, I don't sit there, no offense, I don't sit there and watch Golden State games. I'm watching Miami Heat games. That's my job and that's what I really like to do.
So we're annoyed by him. I can tell.
No, I mean,
We're a little
to him, you know, all the power to him. I don't know.
We're a little in there.
He was sitting, Amy, he was sitting in the corner for us. And now he's,
it's been a good reminder to everyone that when he is engaged, pretty good. So,
and what about Wiggins? How have you evaluated Wiggins? Because we came over, we know he's not like, I don't want to say Jimmy's better than him, but Jimmy is more known. Jimmy has a better resume. But what have you seen out of Andrew Wiggins? Because it seems as if he's going to be a piece of whatever we have moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I've really liked what I've seen in the last couple games with him. First of all, he's big. I've seen him finish through contact consistently, like tough drives, tough paint attacks. I didn't realize that was kind of part of his game, to be honest with you. I thought he was a bit more finesse. And, I mean, he's finished through a lot in the last couple of games. He's getting there. He's going there. I think he's going to benefit playing with Tyler and with Bam, because that's what we saw in the Toronto game, is teams are jumping to Tyler. They're staying stickered on Tyler. They're covering on Bam in two-man situations. Wiggins has got a guard on him most of the time, like a smaller guard, at least in the Toronto game. And not a lot of teams can match up with the size, especially if you put Kalel in there. I think Wiggins is going to benefit from that, and I think he knows it. We saw him get hot last night from the 3-2. Listen, you step into a new team midseason, and to new team with guys that kind of are like the bases of the team, and you're out there playing with them. Last night, he was the only one kind of connecting, and he led the team with 6 made shots, right? But I like that he's assertive. I like that he's not scared, and like there's no time to ease into it right now. This team needs to win some games. He has to be a huge part of that. And then defensively, I think he's really versatile. Like I in the Boston game, just watching him switch out on Tatum and kind of jamming up that action and stuff like that's really important. So I think he's going to be a really solid and impactful two-way player for this program. And still just a brand new face, you know, it takes time. It takes reps. So him, and I would even go as far as like Davion, hello. Like you look at the way that teams have been coming out, and Miami's been really good in the first quarters. It's because teams aren't running into their offense. Things are a little sticky out there from there, and that's because Davion's like 94 feet in your – like, go watch the first couple of possessions against Trae Young last night. You know, like, that's something you welcome. So that is important. That's huge. And then even Kyle Anderson, I think out there watching him make his reads, that's important. But I think his impact will also be off the court too, because he's such a good vet. He's such a smart basketball player. So I really do like our pieces. I actually thought it was a really good deal for the Heat. And yeah, like these are kind of, I hope, more long-term plans. And I think these guys deserve an honest shot here.
I was going to ask you, Amy, like how jealous Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero are that Davion Mitchell got traded to Miami, because Spo loves this guy. Like that is like Spo's number one in the Heat organization right now, because he's a Spo guy. Like he's just he's a dog on defense, and yes. And he works his ass off every single possession.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny, and I know you're joking, but I don't think they're jealous at all. They want to win games, right? Like, Davion helps everybody defensively because he's slowing teams down. And we saw it in Boston. We saw it in Toronto. We saw it in Milwaukee. We saw it last night. Like, teams are not getting out and running. If you go look at first quarter scoring against the Miami Heat, it ain't up. And I think that he's got a lot to do with that.
What are you going to watch tonight, Amy?
Quickly, Amy. We're
going to follow up with Davion.
I just wanted to know, because I've seen the look in his eye before. If somebody says a Heat player slapped somebody, Davion's now the new UD, where if something goes down, Davion's the guy that's about to be in
Crowder's
front,
a little
right?
scared of Davion Mitchell, no?
Yeah, I got to say.
I'm a little like.
So I was actually thinking about this the other day. Again, just driving in my car, thinking about this. This is another thing, right, is that when you look at UD, and I do think that type of presence is super important, right? And you can't fake that presence. UD was here 20 years. You can't step in and be that presence, right? Like, that takes time, too, and we've got to give this group a little bit of grace for stuff like that. Like, you can't just anoint somebody the new UD. Like, he's one of a kind, and he's here 20 years, and he's got records. So he can go grab you by the collar and say some things that I can't say right now. You know what I mean? While I get what you're saying, and I do appreciate, I think Davion, he's not going to put up with nothing from anybody. I love that about him. He hasn't been here for 20 years, right? And that type of, like, impact is so great. And that's why I think everybody knew that when UD was moving on, it was going to hurt. I think sometimes we see that a little bit.
Were you that player at UM? Did you grab teammates by the collar?
Yeah, I was so mean. I just like, you know, we were not good my senior year. So the only thing I cared about was like, no one was cutting through my paint. I just like, I had five fouls and like, I used them. Like, we
so you would go out there and just go, yeah, I don't even care what's going on in the game. You come into the paint, you are going to end up on your ass.
I didn't shoot. I hardly rebounded because my job was to not let the 6'8" person I was guarding rebounding, you know, and I loved it. It's like put my mouth guard in and it was like therapy. Game days are therapy. So
you and Crowder are kindred spirits, man.
Amy, you gonna have some bruises after this game.
Like I loved it. I was like, listen, you might kick our butts by 40, but you're gonna feel it. Like it's not gonna come easy, you know.
Oh, that is Crowder. That is Crowder to a T, man. What are you going to watch tonight, though, Amy? Because you said you watched all the Heat misses last night, so that takes that off the table for this evening.
You've got
Canes Duke men's basketball, and things are not very good there.
Yeah, when we talk about not getting into the tournament.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Unfortunately, we're talking about the ACC tournament and not the big tournament. You've got Golden State. You can watch that guy, Jimmy Butler, tonight.
Who are they playing?
Who do they play tonight?
Yeah.
Anybody know?
I know. Tonight, you know what? I know the Hornets tonight.
Oh,
yeah, I can't watch that. But you've got Luka playing Dallas tonight.
I mean, I want to watch good basketball. Like, I don't care about the drama. Like, you know.
Well, that's the only reason I watch basketball. I only like the drama.
How about that? Luka versus Kyrie? That might be – that's good basketball.
Luka's first game against Dallas since he was traded.
Yeah, that's sincere. Yeah, I probably have to turn that in then, definitely. I'm kind of still salty over that because I was – they're on the West, so I was easier I liked watching Luka and Kyrie because everyone said it wasn't going to work, and it was working. So the only person who thought it wasn't working
was the guy in charge of them in Dallas. Forget the guy's name.
You what? Like, we can't even pick that one apart. I don't know what happened, but yeah. So there's your point. Yeah. There's going to be some good stuff on tonight.
Well, Amy's watching the Raptors tonight. Let's all be honest. She's watching
you know
the Raptors.
I looked, but it's Boston. So like
UM Duke, little upset. I think the Canes are like 30-point underdogs tonight.
Yeah, like that's a 7 p.m. tip, right? So
yeah.
I mean, I'll score check at about 7:15 and see where we're at.
Oh, today happens to be Fred VanVleet's birthday. That's like favorite player. That's Hawks' favorite player as well.
Oh, I love Fred VanVleet.
Oh, he's one of my favorites. And honestly, I would say, like, for me, like, you know, things that you, like, love the most about your career – one of the favorite things for me to my career is like that I got to cover Fred with the Raptors his all-star year, because that was the most impactful storyline. One of the most impactful storylines for me, like undrafted, not big. And just, I got to do the walk-off interview with him on the day that he made the all-star game. And for me, like selfishly, it was one of my, for me, like one of my most proudest moments. Cause it was just like, I love Fred. I think Fred VanVleet would make every single team better. And not even just basketball. I think he could go make a football team better just because of his presence and who he is. Like, he's just the best. So, yeah, I didn't know that.
Have you seen Fred on the Pivot?
I just like
Have you
name.
Seen him on the Pivot podcast?
Because we had Fred him? On the.
Yeah. Way out in Cali somewhere. Yeah,
isn't he got amazing? A big. He's awesome.
He's like, very cool. His kids are fun. Went around in the backyard with him. And the yard is bigger than my yard. It's a nice house.
Just a little bit, huh? He's awesome, though. Like, even his wife, his family, they were really good. And I was happy for him that he got the deal. Everyone was laughing at Houston. And I got to say, like, Fred and Dylan Brooks, like, there's a reason they got paid what they did. And we're seeing it. They're good. You know what I mean? Like, and don't get it. Like, yes, ball. The basketball. But sports are sports at the end of the day. And, like, a lot of it's shoulders up. And, like, he would impact every single team and every single locker room in the best ways.
Gosh, she lights up about Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you said she's a good gift giver, Solana. So now you know what to get her. Something Fred VanVleet.
Fred VanVleet. Yeah, Fred VanVleet.
Fred VanVleet.
What's that? Who is
Fred
that? Who is that again?
Yeah. That's what you got at the restaurant. You got the Fred VanVleet.
Oh man,
maybe cow.
Don't do that. You know I'm also a vegetarian. If you bring me a veal, I'll start crying. That's terrible.
Tofu veal.
Yeah.
All right. Amy Audemars. You'll get your tomorrow. Heat and Hawks again tomorrow. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Amy Audemars, part of the Miami Heat audio experience.
Damn.
Fred VanVleet.
It was such a you were so
smooth,
close.
Man.
You were having such a great segment, and you just had to stick it with Fred VanVleet at the end. Oh, we just jumped on you. We had no concern for Amy at all. We just.
You were rolling, Solana. Man, you were rolling.
You guys couldn't
like, oh, she loves Fred VanVleet. Keep that in mind. We're giving. Oh, yeah. Anything Fred VanVleet.
Oh, no.
Oh, Fred VanVleet.
All right, we got to take a break. The 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Maybe we can hear some of that Mike McDaniel sound and get you some headlines as well.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.